Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And he's holding on with us now. The NFL Hall of Famer with the Saints, also played with the Kansas City Chiefs. There's only one, Willie Rofe. Willie, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, man, thank y'all for having me.
Willie, I know you got to be proud. You ended it up with the Kansas City Chiefs, back-to-back Super Bowls. But one question I'm going to ask you before Bobby does is the loss of Eric Fisher this late. Man, you lose your left tackle. And one thing the Bucs have done, man, they've got some pressure coming off the edge. If it's Jason Pierre-Paul or Barrett, they've been able to get that. How big of a loss is that for the Chiefs in not having Eric Fisher, who's really been a standout left tackle for them?
Huge. You know, you lose your left tackle at that position with the blind side. That's the anchor of the line. You know, they already lost Schwartz, the right tackle, early this year with a back injury. You had the doctor and guard that opted out for COVID. He's in Canada. So, you know, between Fisher and other tackle, Schwartz, those were two of the best tandems in the league. So, they're going to have their work cut out for them like they did. You saw what they did. I was at the game yesterday. They rolled the pocket a lot. They moved Mahomes around a lot. And Mahomes wasn't 100%, but you don't have to be 100% when you got the weapons he has out there. It's just crazy to watch those guys. I mean, I don't know how you cover all of them.
Now, Willie, did they tell you do you have one more game left in you? Because I know they
they want. Willie, you would be like Bobby. How much you going to pay me for that?
Yeah, hey Bobby, I was sitting with Andre Reed at the game. He came up there and hung out with Angela and I and his girl.
Okay.
And he said, "Well, are they gonna try to get you out of retirement?" I said, "No, they're not getting me out of retirement." Hey Bobby, I'm gonna tell you something, Bobby. You know you played a long time. Between the knee and the back surgery in 13, I mean, it's just not coming around. My body is starting to feel better, and like it's running again. It takes a while. And,
right,
you know, like you said, with Drew, you know, these injuries, when you get in your 40s and then you coming around that corner toward 50, this stuff doesn't go away, man. You're gonna feel it. I mean, when you get older, you feel those blows, Bobby. And I think people don't really understand how much you feel those blows.
Now, Willie, that's what's amazing to me. Now, I only played till I was 37, but when I look at Tom Brady and how he can flick it still, I mean, I still think if Tom Brady would win a Super Bowl, he still wants to play some more. Now, if he had a severe injury, that would be different. But to me, that's amazing what Tom Brady's been able to do.
Did you see the way he was throwing that ball in that cold weather? In
yes, that's what I'm saying.
He was dropping some dimes out there.
He was balling.
Yes, unbelievable.
Now,
I think he's got a few years left in him. I think he's rejuvenated. I think he's got, especially playing in Florida and in the warm weather, Bobby. I think he's and playing on grass. I think that's going to extend him out for a few more years.
Yeah, I'd say for sure next year, and who even knows beyond that. So it doesn't bode well for the Saints because I think players are just confident that when they have Tom Brady at the helm, that they have a chance. It's just the team knows that if they do their job, that Tom Brady and what he's accomplished gives them a great opportunity to be where they're at right now. Even Bruce Arians as a coach. You know, first time as a head coach, he's going to a Super Bowl. He's been there before as an assistant. But Willie, how do you see the Super Bowl like playing out? Because the Chiefs are favored. They're going at Tampa. You can have a limited amount of fans. Mike, you might know this. What is the cost now of a ticket? It's like, I even heard some individual tickets going like for $30,000 for a ticket.
Man, I ain't paying no $30,000 for
but
no
I'm saying like that.
I heard the cheapest ticket is $10,000 for one ticket.
Whoa.
The cheapest.
To be in that number. Boy, that is unbelievable. Now, Willie, to look at where the Saints are at, and I think you would agree with this because you know the position. The Saints are so fortunate, I think, in the conversation to have the best duo of tackles in Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead. But everyone's thinking, okay, we're going to pay Ryan Ramczyk for sure, even Lattimore. It's the one guy they're going to pay and take care of, even though what they're dealing with the salary cap will be Ryan Ramczyk. But what is your take on Teron Armstead? He's, 16.3 million. He counts against the cap. He's part of the highest five cap hits for 2021. What do you think? I think Ryan Ramczyk is here, but what is your take on Teron Armstead?
You got to keep Teron. He had a good year. Teron had another good year. He made the Pro Bowl. I say you restructure Teron. You get that cap number down. You got to pay Lattimore. I know he hasn't been as consistent as you want him, but Lattimore's still a good young player. You got to play Ramczyk. So I guess with the money, you know, if Drew doesn't come back, with the money you'll get back from Drew, I guess that's how you spread it out. But you got to keep Teron. Teron's only in his eighth year. He's got four, five, six good years left in him. And you lock Ramczyk up to a long-term deal and Lattimore. But you got those are key guys on your team. You can't let any of them go.
Really, one of the things in watching the Chiefs all year is, and they do have a lot of weapons, as you pointed out, but the one guy they could not afford to lose is Travis Kelce. You see in down and distance situations, near the goal line, whatever, man, Patrick Mahomes really leans on him. And he is just, until the 49ers tight end got hurt, those two guys, 1 and 2. But this year, because of the injury, Travis Kelce is sort of pulled away. His receiving skills, and how do you match up with a 6'5", 250-pound man that can run downfield the way he can, and there ain't no defensive back that can match up physically with him. He's just an unbelievable football player when you see how much the Chiefs and Mahomes really lean on him because he keeps those drives going, and he can also finish them.
He keeps the chain move. You know what? That play they scored that first touchdown last week, when he went and stuck the corner or whoever was covering him, went outside and went back inside and the guy fell down. You just don't see tight ends able to do that, he's able to do. And he stayed healthy the whole time. They lined him out. They split him out at receiver sometimes. And then when he gets going, and then you got Tyreek Hill coming down in the slot, or they move him inside. And if he catches it and he gets an inch, Bobby Hilliard, he runs a 4-2. You got Hartman running a 4-3. You got Tyreek running a 4-2. You got the other kid running a 4-4. And you got Sammy Watkins, who's not even playing, running a 4-4-4-3. I mean, I don't understand what you're going to do with him.
Yeah, they got all those weapons. And Willie, put yourself back as an offensive tackle. And I think I was disappointed in the Saints where we didn't get enough pressure on the opposing quarterback coming the postseason. Boy, but what more can you say? I want you to comment on Shaquille Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul. They combined for 5 sacks against Aaron Rodgers, who is mobile. So I think that's going to be a key also. How can those Chiefs tackles handle? Now, you might chip them before you go out in the route or help out with the back, but Shaquille Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul, they're really bringing it in the playoffs.
Well, and this is the key. This is the key, Bobby. You're not going to be able to roll the pocket the whole game. You're going to have to pick your times where you want. They like to spread you out, and they want to get everybody out going down the field. You got Jason Pierre-Paul, who's been All-Pro. You got Shaquille Barrett, who's been All-Pro. You got Sue in the middle, who's been All-Pro. You got White from LSU having an All-Pro season.
And then you have the big guy Vita Vey, who just came back. He's a load.
You got Vita Vey and you got the corner 23. You got 4 or 5 guys that can bring it. It's gonna be real interesting to see how Andy Reid tries to game plan them, because he wants to spread you out and get everybody out. They're gonna have to leave somebody in the block or something or not. be able to get – it matters how they're blocking to start the game. I think Andy will adjust, but it's going to be interesting to see how they want to try to deal with those guys up front, because if they don't, they're going to have their hands full. And I was watching the game, and Mahomes wasn't himself last week, and I was talking to Andre. I said, Andre, you know what? They can't cover these guys. I don't know what Buffalo's doing, and Buffalo's guys couldn't separate from the guys, I don't know, from the field. But I said, it looks like the Chiefs out here in 707 pass scale drill against Buffalo in the second half. It was just, they couldn't cover those guys, man. It was just, it was too easy.
Now, you know, Willie, you're a fan favorite here in New Orleans and also in Kansas City. What about Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger? It just seems like... Boy, how can he not be a fan favorite? I know he is amongst the teammates in the locker room and on the field, but, boy, when you think about the adversity and how you turn around your life, and, you know, he's been with the Cardinals, Texans, and now the Chiefs. Boy, talk about a football player and just a guy you want on your side. Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, has been outstanding.
He's been outstanding. He's a leader in that locker room. He's a leader on that defense. And I'd like to give a little shout-out to the kid from La Tech that's been balling this year, Sneed. Yeah.
Yes,
Sneed. He's really playing well.
He's played well. He hurt his shoulder earlier this year. I tell you this, if Sneed didn't hurt his shoulder earlier this year, he might have made the Pro Bowl. He had a big game against New Orleans earlier this year. But the Honey Badger is the leader of that defense. Him and Dirty Dan, Sorensen's tough. You know, the Chiefs got some tough, hard-nosed football players. They got Chris Jones up front. They got Clark coming off the edge. So it's going to be an interesting battle to see who can install who's will on the other team. And I want to see, are the Chiefs going to try to play them straight up, or are they going to try to get people out? And is Tampa just going to try to rush four and not blitz Mahomes and then try to cover guys on the back end? It's going to be interesting to see how the matchups go. And I think this is going to be an excellent Super Bowl.
Willie, one of the things with the Super Bowl coming around, also NFL Hall of Fame voting, and a guy you played with, Sam Mills, and I'm still shocked that he's not in NFL's Pro Football Hall of Fame for what he did, not just with one team. You know, he goes to Carolina deep in his career and what he did for that franchise. And before that, you know, with Philadelphia and the USFL. Your thoughts on Sam Mills as a player and you know, man, he's just a tremendous guy. You know, God took him way too soon, but, man, what an impact he's made, not only on one team, but three teams.
It was an honor to play with Sam. And like Bobby knows, Bobby and Ironhead had left, and I really looked up to both of them because I got to watch them play a lot when I was in Louisiana Tech. But coming in with Sam and Ricky and Vaughn and Eric Martin and Dombrowski and Dalton Hill, all those guys, man, I mean, I had been watching them for years. And Sam was also the oldest linebacker to make All-Pro when he went to Carolina and left the Saints. He made All-Pro up there, yep, you know, toward the end. So he was like 37 years old. So I think Sam should definitely get in the Hall. I don't know if he'll get in now or he might get in as a senior, but I think he definitely will be in the Hall of Fame. It's so hard with all these guys coming up and all the credentials and the guys' resume. So it makes it tough, man, because all these guys are the best of the best that are on those finals lists.
Now, you know, Willie, what would it mean considering where the Chiefs are at as an organization? You know, everyone remembers when Hank Stram and then Lynn Dawson was the quarterback. They beat the Vikings right here at Tulane Stadium, you know, over 50 years ago, and it took that long to get back to Super Bowl and now have a chance to win two Super Bowls in a row. Now, you know how hard it is to win one and to go to be back-to-back champions. I mean, do the Chiefs fans, do they take that for granted, or they realize that they're witnessing greatness?
I, you know what? And the crazy thing, Bobby, you got a patched-up offensive line out there with these guys, and you got Sammy Watkins who hadn't even been in the – hadn't played half the year. You get a number one receiver in there, and you get Sammy off the books next year. You add another weapon to that mix, but – I tell you what, I told Angela, I said, I hope these young guys on the team don't take this for granted, but I said, I think Kansas City is going to be knocking on the door. I think they're in the midst of starting a dynasty with Mahomes there because he's the best in the league. And I think with the weapons they have, they keep him locked up because he got Mahomes locked up for 12 years and keep adding pieces to that defense and stuff. I think you're looking at a Kansas City team that's going to be competing for Super Bowls for the next, as long as Mahomes is there for the next 10 years. I think they're going to go to a few more or whatever.
Yep.
And they're going to be right in the hunt, Bobby. They're going to either have home field. Bobby, in the last 26 games, he's 26-1 or 25-1. He hadn't lost but one game or two games in 2 years.
No, and I'm telling you, it's hard to do because you look at NFL history, the Chiefs are trying to become the 8th franchise and the first team to do it, ironically, since Tom Brady led the Patriots back in 2003 and 2004 to defend the Lombardi Trophy. So it's not like, oh, well, you know, a lot of teams do this. No, a lot of teams don't do this. The last time it happened was two decades ago.
And Bobby, if D Ford didn't jump outside the year before that,
that's true against the Patriots.
Willie, one of the things people, I think if you're a historian, you understand it, but the Chiefs franchise and Lamar Hunt, and what he did for the game, because he started up the AFL. He was the key guy in the merger.
He called the championship game Super Bowl.
But he was the key guy to work this out with Tex Schramm to get a merger between the AFL, NFL. And that legacy, and now the son has it. But you were there, and just what type of legacy, you know, Lamar Hunt has left on this league. It's amazing what a career he had. He only got to see it. Now, they won a championship when they were in Dallas with the Texans and then in the AFL, and then they won a Super Bowl IV, and he got to Super Bowl I. But, man, Lamar Hunt's influence on modern-day football is unbelievable of what he meant to this game.
And you know what, Mike? I think Willie might be too young. He don't even know, maybe, that the Chiefs were called the Dallas Texans at one time. Think about that.
He knew that.
And I'm going to tell you this. I had the honor to play for Mr. Benson and then Lamar Hunt at the end of my career. You couldn't ask for two guys that epitomized, loved the city, loved football, loved their community more. And Lamar Hunt, I'm going to tell you what, he would go over there. He would go to the games, Bobby, when we would be sitting. We'd play a preseason game, and he would be sitting up with the fans. They wouldn't even know it was Lamar Hunt. I know he came over. He came to the facility sometimes in a beat-up pickup truck, and they kicked him off the facility. They didn't even know who he was.
He's over.
And he's the owner. I mean, this is how guy he was. He didn't care. And I'm going to tell you what he did, Bobby. I hadn't seen this, Bobby. Even when he got sick, he was sick toward the end when I was about to retire. After every game, win, lose, or draw, he'd come down to the locker room and be shaking guys' hands. And I said, man, I've never seen this. You know, the owner's down there shaking guys' hands and saying, oh, no, we lost the game. He's still coming down here.
Well, he used to do that. Well, that is special and well-deserved, a big part of NFL history. And how about a living legend now with Andy Reid? Look at adversity all with his face. Look with the Eagles. He was in three straight NFC championships, Mike, and now with the Chiefs, three straight AFC championships. And he finally got rewarded that championship in the Super Bowl last year. So, Andy Reid, whoever doesn't like Andy Reid, you're just a hater. How can you not like Andy Reid, right, Willie, or what?
Andy Reid is a great coach. And like I was talking to Andre last night, he said, why would I retire if I'm Andy Reid? I got my homes and I got all these weapons. It's like, throw you in there, Bobby. It's like you got a candy store. It's like, how can I move and shift these guys around and trick the the defense any more than I can with the speed I got. I mean, like I said, the crazy thing is you got a number one receiver who didn't even, the highest paid receiver on the team, he didn't even play last week. Sammy didn't even play.
Willie, one of the things, we got to see him, and he was such a big-time player in LSU's national championship run, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I probably got more texts, and we probably did second guess where more people were calling in early in the season. Man, listen, I don't know what's going on with Coach O, but he shouldn't be playing Clyde. He got to play those two five-star freshman running backs instead. and what he meant to them, not only as a runner, receiver, he was a great leader, but in big games coming up big. Now, I know he's still hurting from the hip injury that he had, but, man, I always remember Clyde in his best games were in the big games. Man, he thrived in that sort of atmosphere, and hopefully, you know, he's healthier than he's going to be this past weekend with some time off. But the impact Clyde has made with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and to comment on that, Willie, also, you got three LSU running backs in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
With Darryl Williams.
And Leonard Fournette.
And Leonard on Tampa side.
And I'm going to tell you something. Clyde, when I was watching the draft, and when they picked him, I told Angela, I said, Angela, I love that pick because he was, like you said, against Alabama and those teams, he was running it. He was catching it out of the backfield. I said he looks like Mark Ingram, but he's a better receiver than Mark. He's a little stocky body, tough. And then the two key guys for Tampa's team, the guy that's been playing his butt off, is Fournette, and you got Devin White. I think those two, if they're gonna beat Kansas City, you got to see a lot of Fournette, which I don't understand why they didn't run Kareem Hunt when what's it called, wasn't playing well early, when Cleveland wasn't playing well, they had a chance. But they should have had Hunt running the ball more. If Tampa's gonna come out here and beat them, they're gonna have to get them a lot of Fournette and keep Mahomes off the field. But you got two LSU boys that are key to that. It's gonna be a key to that win. If they can beat the Chiefs, it's going to be Fournette, and it's going to be White all over the field like he's been doing for the last few years. And he's had all-pro season. And Fournette, I'm so glad that Fournette bounced back because in Jacksonville, his weight, he has some issues. And being around Tom Brady is going to make everybody in that offense has got to be accountable. Because Tom's in there at 5 in the morning every morning. You know, he's at 8 at night. What are you going to say when you got the GOAT? The greatest of all time in there, and he's up there all day and all night. What you going to complain about?
Willie, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, we really appreciate it. And, you know, I know it's a special weekend, not only, you know, to see what's happening with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but then for a team that you played for now going back-to-back Super Bowls. And like Bobby said it best, man, you're a real hater in life. If you don't like Andy Reid,
yes,
you know, because that's something that pulls you toward him. He's a blue collar guy. He's not going to be on GQ magazine on the front cover, but man, can he coach?
Well, yeah, and you're a real hater if you don't like Willie Rofe. I mean, who doesn't love Willie Rofe?
You know,
come on, he's a living legend.
Bobby, and everybody asked me who I was going for if the Saints ended up playing the Chiefs. I really wanted to see Drew get another chance. And I really wanted to see Drew get a chance to get another ring. And
right.
I just, you know, I feel bad for Drew. He had a heck of a run. He's had a great career. And, you know, you just, you know, when you're out there, you can only, your body can only let you do this but for so long. And you got to know when, you know, to walk away from the game. But I really wanted to see Drew get a chance to get another ring. I really did. So I was upset, you know, but Drew's had a great career and done so much for that city, you know, that, you know, he's always going to be go down as the greatest down there. But, you know, it's just tough. But I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. I'm so happy that, you know, I think you got the young gun, the young goat versus the old goat.
Yep.
So I think for ratings, the NFL got exactly what they wanted.
Well, they got it. And considering, Willie, we didn't know this would come about. I think the NFL did an outstanding job dealing with COVID overall.
Yeah, they did. They did. They handled everything well this year, and kudos to them to make it through the season, number one.
Right.
To even make it through the season. But the way they handled everything has been great, and we're looking forward to seeing a great football game.
Thank you, Willie. Man, we really appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, Willie. Man, Willie Rofe. Man, great interview with Willie. And,
no, he's a living legend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.